Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministers again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for the mighty things that you do. I am so grateful that you're the King of the universe and that you're doing a great and mighty work today in the church. Lord, I praise you and thank you and worship you for all the good things you're doing. Now, as the word goes out today, bless it, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
And so God healed her. Isn't it wonderful? It's wonderful not to have that back problem after all those years, isn't it? Isn't Jesus wonderful? It changed your whole life. Isn't God wonderful?
Amen.
But here's the thing you've got to know. God is a faith God. You've got to know His will. So if you pray that faith-destroying phrase, if it be your will, He ain't going to do nothing for you. Now, there's a very few places you can pray if it be your will. Now, there are some prayers that you can pray if it be your will. But one of them is not healing. One of them is not healing. The will of God is always, every time, 100% of the time, to heal every one of His children. Because according to the word sozo, He healed us on the cross 2,000 years ago, just like He saved us. Now, very rarely will you ever find a church today that will not agree with Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, where the word sozo is used in the Greek, but it's translated saved in the English version. Where nearly every church, and I'm thankful for this, that almost every church I've ever been in, regardless of the denomination, will say that we believe that anyone that comes to Christ and accepts Him as their Savior, that's willing to confess Him with their mouth and believe in their heart that the Father sent Him to be the sacrifice for your sin and then raised from the dead so that you can be saved. If you'll confess that with your mouth and believe that with your heart, you will be saved. Almost every denomination out there today believes that by confession and belief we are saved. But the same word is used and translated healing. So if you get that, and the night I learned that, I mean, I'd been in the Word of God hours looking up that word sozo, and that word sozo is used 120 times in 103 verses in the Greek text. So when I went back and read every verse from Matthew to Revelation and read them all, I mean, I just told the Lord, I said, Lord, I mean, if this book means what it says, you not only saved the whole world 2,000 years ago, you healed the whole world 2,000 years ago, you made us whole, preserved us, and delivered us 2,000 years ago. I said, Lord, why, if that's true, and it appears to be, I said, why in the world have I been sick so many times since I accepted you as my Lord and Savior when I was 11 years old? And He spoke to me in an audible voice. He said, son, the reason you've been sick is because you have never received me as your healer from faith in my word. I said, Lord, I have to do everything by faith. He said, if you get it, that's the only way to please me. Well, that's exactly what the Word of God says in Hebrews 11:6. Without faith, it's impossible to please me. That's what He said. So when you hear this audible voice in your head or heart or wherever it is, it sounds as audible as somebody's talking to you. As long as it lines up with the Word of God exactly, then you know it was the King talking to you. If it doesn't line up with the Word, then it was not the King, it was the devil. And he can do that too. He's done that to me twice in my life. But I now know how to interpret it. If it lines up with the Word, it's the Lord. Well, that night, I fell on my knees and accepted Jesus as my healer. Now, I accepted Him as my Savior when I was 11. But I cannot go beyond knowledge. The seed had not been sowed in my heart that He was also the healer. But now then, I've learned that He's the healer. And I accept Jesus approximately 20 years ago, 18 or 20 years ago, as my healer. And then I started going and telling everybody, praise God! You're looking at a man that received Jesus Christ as his healer, and I am never going to have another sick day. And people just laugh at you. People in the church, especially Baptist preachers. Thurman, give me a break. I mean, I'm a little hard on Baptist preachers because I've been in a Baptist church all my life. Now, if you're a Methodist Church of Christ or Pentecostal or whatever, that'll be okay. You know, I mean, I'm sure some of your preachers are just like mine, but I've never been a member of those denominations, so I'm not going to give your denomination a hard time. I just give mine a hard time because I am one of them. See, I feel a little more comfortable, you know, saying these things about us Baptists because I've been one of them all my life and I know where we come from. But I think it's time that the body of Christ forget about Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ, and all this nonsense, and let's start working together as the body. Let's start believing God's Word together. Let's forget about the doctrines of men, and let's just think about what God says. And when we think about what God says, then we get a precious little lady like this, and here, sick down her back all these years, and she gets prayed for and gets healed. And that's where I want to see people go. Praise God. I mean, but I've seen her case hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times over and over and over. Just over and over and over. So the Word of God is a seed that must be sown in your heart. And when the seed gets sown in your heart and you know it's for you, then you will absolutely begin to confess with your mouth that Jesus healed you on the cross. You will begin to rebuke the devil. You will make sure your sins are confessed. That's the first secret you got to learn, is make sure you've repented. And I could not even tell you how many people I've had miraculously instantly healed at these healing schools when they only had one sin. Now, people think, sin, oh goodness, I must be running around on my maid, or I must have committed murder. No, those are terrible sins. But you don't have to be committing those kind of sins to not get healed. All you got to have is unbelief. See, this little lady here, basically, her only sin was unbelief of God's Word. When the seed was sown in her heart and she repented, she got healed. She was just like Sally that sat right there in that chair right there just a few weeks ago. In November, a year ago, that woman was, I was down in the Palestine teaching the Word of God that Saturday. And that was on March the 30th last year. And in November, she had been down in a car wreck and it injured her back, and she was in tremendous pain. And when she heard me teach these mighty promises, she repented of her unbelief with tears. And I just touched her in the name of Jesus and said, be healed. And the King instantly healed her. And she was right there just about two or three Sundays ago, still praising God, not a back pain or nothing since March the 30th. And that same day, there was a man sitting over on this side of the platform that had been down in his back. He was a prophet of God. He was walking in obedience to God's Word every way in the world. The only thing that had kept him down for 2 years was unbelief. He heard me teach the Word of God for 2 hours and 45 minutes nonstop, and he said, God, why have I been sick for two years? Everything that man said is your Word. And the Lord spoke to him. He said, because of your unbelief. He said, Lord, I repent. And that's all he had to say. We didn't even get to pray for him. The Lord instantly healed him. And that's been almost a year ago. So what will keep you from getting healed from God? Unbelief. Now then, the way to get rid of the unbelief is to sow the seed, the Word of God, in your heart. Because the seed, when you go out and sow seed in the ground, out there on the farm where I've lived most of my life, I go out there and I till the ground. I come back with a machine that will, a drill that will put that wheat or whatever it is in the ground. And when I put it in the ground and it covers it up, two or three days later, maybe it's a week and it hadn't come a shower, I don't go out there and start scratching in the ground, digging it up to see if it's working. I know it's working. Now, if I go out there and start digging it up, guess what? It's going to kill every one of them little seeds that I dig up. Now then, that's what this word you said a while ago. If you're digging up the seed. Every time you say, if it be your will, you just dug up your seed. Your seed will not produce if you use the word if. You got to know for healing, you got to know it's yours. And when you are assured that healing is yours, every time. I mean, it's a guarantee. You never go out and dig up your seed. You do what the Word of God says. You stand on the Word. You plant the seed. You repent of your sins. You start quoting the Word of God with your mouth with no doubt in your heart. Now then, back to that little simple story I was telling you a while ago. Knowing these principles, when my granddaughter's laying on her deathbed 2.5 years ago on October the 13th, with her skull cracked in 5 places, brain stem severed, eyes disconnected, face tore all to pieces, can't even tell who she is, and many other things, knees crushed, legs broken. When I walked into the hospital, the finest doctors in the world told me, we're sorry, sir, she can't live. It's over. What does the average Christian do right there? You believe what they told you. But see, you got something better than the doctor. You got the Word of God. Now then, it just depends. Are you going to believe the Word? Well, the average person does not. They don't have the word hidden in your heart. If you don't know the promise, if the seed has not sown, been sown in your heart, there's no crop. But when you've sown as much of the seed as I've sown in my heart, I mean, if you could see me in the spirit realm, I got green shoots that are great big sticking out all over me with great big ears of corn on them all over. I am a full-grown stalk. Now, then, if by being a full-grown stalk, all I got to do is go out there and pluck one of them ears off, take it out and put it in a pan of water and boil it, and I got something good to eat. See, first you get that little bitty tiny shoot comes out of the ground. You sow that seed, it comes up. Then you continue to read and study the Word, and you're watering it and fertilizing, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. One day little shoots begin to come off the side of that little stalk. And then one day those great big heads of corn begin to come out all over the place. And if you'll just be patient and wait and continue to let the sun and the water and the fertilizer do its work, one day you'll be able to go out there and you'll be able to pull them great big old ears of corn off of them and take them in and eat them. But you don't go out there halfway through and cut it down. You wait till it's mature. Now that's what the Word of God's going to do in your heart. You may get enough today to get healed. And I'm going to trust God He's going to do that today if you need to be healed. But if you don't, the answer is still yes for you. It's never God's answer to say no to someone that needs to be healed. It is a guarantee from God's Word to heal every one of His children every time if you meet the criteria. But the first thing you must do is sow these seeds in your heart. Now, when those seeds are sown in your heart, who do we read comes by and takes them out? The devil. That's absolutely right. So you got to learn what you're up against. You come to a healing school. In fact, I received a revelation one day from a man. He said, I was in church. I was listening to you preach the Word of God. And he said, all of a sudden, I looked up out there, and there was a little thing sitting on a pole out there. And he said, I saw this in the spirit realm. And I said, Lord, what is that little thing? And the Lord said, that's a demon. He said, a demon? He said, yes. He said, what's he doing here? He said, he can't come in because of the power of the Holy Ghost in there. But he says, when people leave, he's attacking them and stealing the word that's being put in their heart. He's stealing the word out so they won't remember it when they go home. And he told me this, and I was blown away. The devil. He come to steal the word out of our heart. But that lines up with the scripture, doesn't it? That's exactly what God's word says. So when you sow the word in your heart, you need to realize there's a demon out there that wants to reach into your chest and get it out of you. So you need to take authority over him, command him in the name of Jesus not to steal a word out of your heart. Now then, just like this dream this lady told me about the other day. She said, I had a dream the other night, and all of a sudden, there stood Jesus in all of His glory, and I was there talking to Him and said, boy, was it a beautiful day.
Well, I certainly have to hate to stop right there, but we'll take up right there tomorrow on the Healing School. So you contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM, that stands for The Living Savior Ministry, and we'd be happy to send you audio and video tapes free. Praise the Lord Jesus.